Just popped into Huntingdon to pick up a few bits and bobs. I'm now sat in the car after a successful mission. One of the shops that are open, because it's kind of limited opening today, was Waitrose. And on the way into Waitrose, I saw a couple of people who had been shopping elsewhere, and they were discussing between themselves whether or not they should walk home so they could buy some extra food for the kids. Saving the bus fare would mean they could get some extra food in for the kids. And I just felt bad for them, I guess. I just thought, God, you know, has Christmas really been that expensive? Or is that just life in general? Or had you just forgot to bring some cash out? I probably should have felt guilty walking into Waitrose, what with it not being a particularly cheap shop, but I do think it's quite an ethical shop. When I was popping in to pick up some bread, when I went into Waitrose, there was so much stuff that was reduced. Obviously a lot of Xmas stock not being bought up, so I mean I was buying, I don't know why this was reduced, but I just bought a massive loaf of bread. Instead of like £2 for this posh fat baguette, it was 59p. So I grabbed that and I went over to the kind of, which is where I always tend to shop, the discount section. And it was jam-packed with stuff. And as I was browsing through for a quick snack, a woman came along with her shopping trolley and just started throwing all the stuff from the shelves. She said, if you want anything from here, you better have it now. And I'm like, excuse the loud stereo in the car next door. And I'm thinking, where's all this stuff going? You're just throwing it all into the trolley. Oh, it's going out the back. It's going to be skipped. So have what you need now. And I know that this isn't just a thing for Waitrose, and that this is a situation with many, many supermarkets across the country. But I just thought, you're quite happy to sell this to me right now. Why can't I just grab a bag full of this stuff and run out to those people and let them have it? And I asked the woman, I said, look, I've just seen a couple of people who maybe can't necessarily afford this week's shop outside. Can I just take a bag of this stuff to them if you're just going to throw it away? Oh, no, no, that's totally against policy. And I know it's not that woman's decision to make. And maybe management might have had a different thought about this, but I have an idea management would have said, no, we have to throw this away, it's company policy. Now, I've done a little bit of research into freeganism and people protesting against this kind of waste. People who are trying to, I guess, highlight the overindulgence, the overstocking of shelves and the massive amount of food that does go to waste, in the United Kingdom in particular. So they bin raid and they, skip dive round the back of these supermarkets and pretty much live off what they find, which some supermarkets, and I'd like to think Waitrose is one of them, double bag the stuff before it goes in the skip. So you can basically have a proper treasure trove of these things. Now, I've partaken in my own share of freeganism when I was travelling and I didn't really have any money, doing a bit of busking, and you find the local freegans out in the day and you go out with them at night, and it might be they would have hordes of crates of beer which was sticky. That was it, just sticky. Well, you're only going to drink the contents. I remember picking up a tray of avocado and making the most amazing guacamole and all this kind of stuff. And I just thought, oh, if only we had some kind of system in place that could be adopted across the country, especially when and if times get really hard for some people, they know that, yes, there's a cabinet inside which has your discounted foods in because they're close to the sell-by date. But on days like today, when the stuff was still perfectly fine and good for for purchase, why could that not be put out on a table around the back by the skips a couple of hours before closing? And people know, people who are needy know. You're not going to get people abusing this, because there's got to be an element of humiliation for somebody to walk around the back of a shop to where the skips are and pick up free food. But if people really need to because they're hungry, then they will, and I think they should be allowed to. I know that if I had this kind of shop, even if it was against ridiculous regulations of whatever they may be, I would definitely turn a blind eye. And I ended up buying up a couple of random things like falafels and taking them out to the people, but they were gone. So I'm now full of falafel. I'm one of those overindulging individuals. Yeah. Interesting, though. Look up freeganism and have a browse of the web. Interesting protesting philosophy. And also interesting to think about waste. Have a look at your bin this week. I wonder how much stuff is being chucked away in the shape of wrapping paper and such like. As a quick footnote to this, when I was queuing up to pay for what I bought, I saw a poster on the back of Waitrose very proudly displaying that they are Compassionate Supermarket of the Year. And I thought, wow, really should speak to the manager about giving some of the food that's only going to be thrown away to people who need it. And then when I read the print at the bottom, it was about how animals are being farmed and how Waitrose take care that there is no suffering, or as little suffering as possible for animals that are being turned into food, which is fantastic. But wouldn't it be great if that compassion could be stretched a little bit to encompass the needy as well?